Hey friends, it's me. I have been noodling on what to write about all week, and I'm wondering if you're experiencing the same thing that I am this beginning of the year. I feel like this slog of energy, like I can't quite get it together. I can't quite, you know, get in that like super motivated, let's do this kind of mode for the new year. And I'm wondering if it's astrological. A friend of mine was sharing that it actually might be more cosmic and beyond us. So I just want to normalize that if that's what you're experiencing. And, you know, whether it's cosmic or not, just know that we don't always have to be in that mode. There are times when we are, you know, kind of filling the well or nourishing ourselves or healing or just kind of laying fallow. And we don't always have that get up and go kind of energy. And I especially want to mention this in regard to this class that I am leading. It's really a circle slash class called the Manifesting Course that starts on Monday. Is it Monday? The 23rd? I think it is. I think I liked 12323. I like the numbers of that 12323. So, I think when we're thinking about, you know, the new year and our goals and our resolutions and our dreams, like there's this a kind of, you know, mode, and then we, you know, we get excited and then we're like, ugh, that sounds like a lot of work, right? So I just want to say that, you know, by January 23rd, maybe we'll feel different. Maybe we won't. But I love being in a circle of women just supporting each other and in reflection with each other, asking great questions and looking inward. I think it's so powerful, and the class is really just a container for us for a process and for conversation, so that we have, you know, a kind of structure to work inside of. So one of the ways that I think about manifesting is like, okay, so say, for example, you have a dream of writing a book. So it's really like the way I hold it is like, yes, it would be great if you wrote that book, if you got it published, if whatever happened around the book you wanted to have happened. However, what I'm probably more interested in is who do you become in the process of writing that book? Like, are you a braver version of yourself? Are you more authentic? Are you more self-expressed? What transforms in you, what grows in you as a result of aiming your attention toward that dream? So, oh my gosh, this topic of manifesting is so juicy for me, and mostly because of what I just described. It's like this sort of vehicle for us to grow into the brighter, more vibrant versions of ourselves. And so that's what I'm interested in. I just wanted to send you a little note to kind of let you know a little bit about, you know, the context for this class. And if anyone wants to have a little convo with me, I'm open to doing some discovery calls. So just email me, Andrea@AndreaShear.com, and we can talk about whether the manifesting course is a fit for you. Okay, lots of love. Bye.